Greenfield Plantation was established in the mid-18th century by Colonel William Preston, a Revolutionary War veteran, member of the House of Burgesses, and surveyor of westward lands. Though the plantation itself burned down in 1959, two slave quarters remained unscathed. Anne Lehman, vice president of the Botetourt County Historical Society, says their proximity to the home is historically significant.
The site is on the National Historic Register, and so are those buildings. And the kitchen is only 80 feet away from where the plantation owner lived. And so when the house burned down, the logs are burned 80 feet away. They were living in a totally different lifestyle from their owners.
In 1995, the land was purchased by the county. They then received a grant from the Roanoke County Development Foundation to develop a shell building on the site. Cody Sexton is an information specialist with Botetourt County.
Based on engineering concepts, engineering designs that we've seen, layout of the land for various aspects of Greenfield, the site that we've chosen, Site C, as it has been called, was the best possible location for that building.
And building on Site C would require the relocation of the centuries-old slave quarters.
Archaeological surveys have been done at the new site to ensure that there's nothing existing in the area where the buildings will be placed. Archaeological work is continuing at the existing site to make sure that when the movers move the buildings intact, that they don't disturb anything that might be there.
Though the relocation is promised to be done carefully, some are pointing to the importance of the cabin's original location. John Rader is president of the County Historical Society.
And that's one of our purposes in being, is helping preserve and protect the history of Botetourt County and present, which... And, you know, I have to give the Board of Supervisors credit that they are trying to do some of that. Just not sure they're going about it the right way.
Tonight, the Historical Society and others are holding a presentation at Central Academy Middle School in Fincastle. While it could be construed as a final effort to thwart the relocation, Rader and Lehman say they generally hope to raise awareness.
What I would hope would come from it is an interest, because it is going to take some money, and not the county's money, to actually restore these cabins.
And signs and information, and the plan is to have a visitor center that explains the history.
Tonight's event will begin at 7:30 in Fincastle. I'm Kelsey Peters.